A clear, bright Saturday morning brought families out to the lily pond for an annual favorite, the candy and ping pong ball drop.
They can run out and get the candy. Once they're all cleaned up and back over here, they'll come in with a second pass with the ping pong balls.
My name's Travis, and I'm 9, and I just went out to get candy and ping pong balls.
Where did the candy and the ping pong balls come from?
An airplane.
How close does the plane have to get?
Those aren't worth anything here, I'll take those.
Like, almost to the ground.
Hi, I'm Alex Buholm, and I just went to go get 6 ping pong balls and a few pieces of candy.
Where did they come from?
From the sky. Well, it came from a plane, actually.
And what do you get for the ping pong balls?
Prizes.
What's the best part about being around them so far?
I have gave some ping pong balls to 3 people. They don't have any.
The Beaver Roundup Festival featured classic events like Dilly Capers, Little Miss Beaver Roundup, Bingo, Tug of War, a traditional foods feast, bake-offs, and plenty of basketball. It also had some new events, like the Kendama Tournament. The hot dog eating contest Saturday afternoon drew a crowd. Jesse Rogers was looking a little nauseous after he beat out the other 5 competitors.
My brother talked me into going to hot dog eating contest, and he had a slice of pizza all day, and so I thought I'd have a good chance of being competitive in whatever I do. And so, I just scarfed down 12 in 8 minutes, and it was hard to hold it in and not throw up. I almost wanted to throw up 3 times, but I had to put the ketchup on and dip the water in.
Rogers says that the competitions are his favorite part of Beaver Roundup.
Going to the basketball games and just seeing everyone and all the villagers and just good festive spirit all around town and tug of war, everything.
One snow machiner had an unfortunate event after the annual poker run. Russell Flanagan took his snow machine out to participate in the annual ride. He was on his way home when he hit a snow berm.
Yeah, well, I flipped her and she dumped gas. And when I started, I flipped her back over and started the engine and she just ignited. After that, it was all history. I was on fire and rolled around in the snow and put it out, and everything turned out okay. I so much appreciation for the Snow Machine Association and everyone else that was involved. It was just an unfortunate accident.
The fire was put out quickly, and he was treated on the scene for minor injuries to his hands. After all the competitions and events were finished, all that remained was to hand out awards and head to the harbor to watch the fireworks. Verna Lehiano was in the Dillingham High School gym for the closing ceremony last night.
I think Beaver Roundup started in 1958 or 9, and I've been to all of them.
For her, bingo is the highlight these days, but she says that one thing remains consistent over the years. Beaver Roundup is important because it brings folks in town and even folks from out of town together.
To get the town together and enjoy things that family and relatives, and you see new people.
Little Miss Beaver Roundup, 10-year-old Gisa Ray, captured the spirit of the week in a poem that she wrote for the talent portion of the pageant.
Parade, parade, the races, so many happy, excited faces. There's bingo fun and also pins, lots of raffles, losses, and wins. Finding, hiding, eating, feeding, selling, buying, candy plane flying, winning bets and losing too, drawing names and asking who. As you know, it has a history, including the crystal beaver of mystery. There's contests like baking and cooking too, and as everyone knows, there's lots to do. While the turkey bowl pounds, there's plenty of sounds, while snow goes go zoom and fireworks go boom. At the end, we all get wistful, watching falling snowflakes glistle. Critters to skin and trees to hack, we party along the new shagak. With warm hot cocoa in my cup, this is my story of Beaver Roundup.
In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.